Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Higginbush, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Thank you. Under item two, board update, Mr. Santelli had a few things.
I just want to congratulate the members of the concert band and this wind ensemble for this last weekend's performances. They went to District 6 OMEA competition in Firestone, and both bands ended up with straight superiors. For each performance, there were four judges, and each of the judges gave them superior ratings. The wind ensemble had kind of a strange evening. Right before they went on, while they were in warm-ups, the fire alarm went off at Firestone High School, and this was at almost 10 o'clock at night, so the kids actually had to go out in the cold just with whatever they were wearing. The guys were wearing tuxedos, the ladies were wearing gowns, and they went outside in the snow, and they were out there for about 20 minutes. And they went back in, and they did finish their warm-up, and they ended up performing so well that they ended up with straight superiors. The one judge said on the tape that I hope that you students, he was talking specifically to the students, saying, I hope that the students understand what a special opportunity you're having in this group. So congratulations to Mr. Chiera and the members of the wind ensemble and the concert band.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Hagenbush, you want to?
I just wanted to mention that on the agenda tonight, the board will be voting on joining the Pipeline Coalition. That's in response to, I think everybody's heard us talk about the pipeline running through New Franklin and that the district's going to receive money from that. We were slated to receive almost $700,000 when the valuations first came out for the pipeline, and now it's the Nexus pipeline that's running through there. Now they've appealed 38% of that valuation, which reduced our income, and now they're appealing not an additional 52, but what takes them up to 52%. So we're only going to receive funding on 47% of what they originally thought that we were going to receive on that. Currently, there's nothing that the district can do. Their appeal process takes them to the Ohio Department of Taxation, who makes a determination, and then they can appeal it to there all the way up to the Ohio Supreme Court. But nowhere does any district have a seat at the table to argue that or to even discuss that. So the districts across the state of Ohio are forming they're calling it a pipeline coalition, to hopefully change legislature on some of this so that there can be some protection for districts when large companies such as Nexus or the utilities, if you remember the deregulation of public utilities a long time ago, that's taking money out of the pockets of districts and pushing it back to the local homeowners. They've come in, they've said, hey, we're gonna put this great pipeline in, we're gonna tear up your properties, we're gonna do all this stuff, it's gonna be great. Now, guess what? You're not going to get the money that's supposed to go along with it. So they're trying to form a coalition so that together we can fight it, hopefully change some legislation and protect the local districts and the local taxpayers. So that will be on the agenda this evening that the board will vote on.
Great.
How was that?
That was good. Thank you. I just want to update a couple things that the board's had going on here. There's many committees and other items that the board meets on outside of these meetings. And just some things we talked about a little while ago was, we have the middle school roof, the gym roof is going to get replaced this coming summer, which I think if anybody's been in the middle school gym, it's needed it for a while. Including that, the inside of the gym is also going to get painted, and the inside of the roof will be painted as well, so it's going to be a big change there. A little bit of a logistical thing with having to close down that section of the gym for a good portion of the summer, probably, but well worth it. So the operations committee's been working on that. Along with that, Mrs. Hagenbush has worked with the Finance Committee on this coalition, on the pipeline. There's a lot of behind the scenes work that goes on, meetings, seminars, webinars, all kinds of things that we need to learn educationally wise to learn about this coalition and this pipeline and how it works so that we can go back and fight for our money there. Along with that, we had the policy committee. You'll see on the you'll see we had the first reading of 21 new policies this evening. Some of those are internet safety, internet privacy, things that that the technology department has been working on to protect the kids and also to educate the kids on how to be safe on the internet as well, which I think is great. Community engagement. If you've been to the high school and seen the banners, Mr. Santelli is going to wrap up the banner project here over spring break with some help there. We ran out of weather in the spring, but or in the fall, but we're going to get that out there. But that's some things that the community engagement committee does, as long as along with the you're working on next year's district calendar as well.
Yes.
So which was a great success. We got a lot of thing, a lot of compliments on that this year. And then technology instruction, working on the new graduation seals, which we'll hear about next month more in depth. The new graduation seals requirements for the state of Ohio. There's a lot of work that goes into putting that together as well. So I just want to know what kind of what some of the board's doing behind the scenes that not everybody knows. So thank you very much. Mr. Addis, do you have district board?
Yeah, sure do. Thank you, Mr. Hanks. I don't normally sit up here and talk about athletics too much, but we have had a couple of weeks here where our kids are doing some amazing things in our school district. I got in trouble at the high school for not putting the cheerleading on Twitter, so I'll make sure I mention it here, that our cheerleaders won the PTC championship a couple of weeks ago. Is that right, Mr. Shaner?
That is correct.
Yeah, a couple Sundays ago. So congrats to the cheerleaders.
They're competing tonight again.
And competing tonight as well?
Yeah, they're coming for you as we speak, competing as well.
All right, thank you. In wrestling, Jaden Moore, who's one of our wrestlers, is a state qualifier for our Panthers, who were the league champions for the third time in a row this year. First time in school history that that has occurred. And Coach Stats, who does a great job with our boys, was our PTC Coach of the Year. In boys basketball, one of our junior players, Tommy Reynolds, was the PTC Player of the Year, and also was first team all Northeast Ohio, which is a great honor for him. Our girls basketball team, who is coming off of a district championship, congratulations to sophomore Bailey Schutze, who was first team all Northeast Ohio. Kaylee Morawski was second team all Northeast Ohio, and Brian Miller was the Northeast Ohio Coach of the Year. So congratulations to him.
Bailey Schutze was PTC Player of the Year as well.
PTC Player of the Year for Bailey.
And
fantastic.
And Mr. Miller.
And Brian Miller.
Thank you. Team effort up there.
Yeah.
Our girls bowling. We know our girls were district champions and state qualifiers this weekend. And Colleen Lehner was a first team All-Ohio bowler, which is a great honor. She finished fourth in the state. So you think about that. So we're proud of her. And something that went under the radar a little bit this weekend is we have some kids participating in indoor track. And Tyler Scott, who's committed to the University of Cincinnati, finished second in the state in Division I in two categories. Tyler ran the 60 in 6.77 this weekend, which is a personal best. It was a photo finish, and the person who was first place was also 6.77. So they had the same exact time, but it was a photo finish, and he finished second. And he ran the 200 in 21.39. Again, photo finish. The person who beat him, the young man who beat him in the 200, ran the 400 later and set a new national indoor meet record for a high school student. The track team is scheduled to have a good season. If you haven't seen Tyler Scott run and you want to watch what a high school kid can look like running, come and watch this young man run this spring. He's phenomenal. But better yet, he's an incredible young man, so we're really proud of him. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
I have one more thing. Raise your hand if you've ever seen a speech and debate participant or a performance. Raise your hand. So we talk all the time about how hard our kids work at so many things. I'm not sure, I tell the band students this too, no one realizes how hard they work. I'm not sure anyone realizes how hard our speech and debate kids work. Having been in a high school for a lot of years, I know what their Saturdays look like. They get on a bus at about 6 a.m. and they don't get back till about 10 o'clock at night.
Sometimes.
So it is a huge commitment to their craft, their school, to one another, and we have two of them here tonight, and I'm going to let our speech and debate coach, Mrs. Tricia Fletcher, talk about that.
Sure, thanks. Briefly, I want to give the floor to them, but I do want to thank Mr. Addis and the board, Mr. Shaner, and the rest of our administrators for supporting speech and debate. Not every school has a speech and debate team, so it can only happen with the support of people like you, so thank you. And thank you for the audience and the invitation tonight. We do have two of our big winners for the season, Haley and Alina, are going to perform for you tonight. On a speech team, there's like 12 different events that the kids can compete in. And some people might be thinking, are we about to see a debate? You're not going to see a debate right now. Some of the events are debate events where the kids do debate, you know, current topics. But some of the events are like acting events where they will interpret literature or poetry. And that's one of the events you're going to see tonight. Haley and Elena do something called duo interpretation. I think it's one of the funnest events to watch, but it's one of the hardest events to prep. So Mr. Addis says that they have worked very hard. The work is going to be evident in what you see. Quick rundown of their successes, and they're very humble about their success. I see your grimace, but they won consistently all season. Then we took them to the Akron District Tournament. That was the state qualifier. They competed three times with this same piece you're gonna see for six different judges, and every judge placed them as first place in their round. So they were the only duo at that tournament to get all ones. Then we took them to the big district, the regional tournament, if you will. It's Akron and Canton. And out of all of Akron and Canton, they came in fourth place, which was the second runner-up to nationals. So we just missed nationals with them. They just competed at state this weekend, and boy, was it a long weekend. A lot of hours, like Mr. Addis was saying. So we all, I think we're recuperated enough to maybe perform one more time.
It's not just one.
You've got a couple of your teachers want to see it, too, I know. All right, what you're going to see is an 8 to 10 minute, and when I say that, I mean 10 minute piece. We all read Choose Your Own Adventure books when we were little, right? And if you were like me, when you got to the end and you died at the end, you were like, oh wait, I want to go back and read the other path. I want to see the other path. I don't want to die just yet. Well, they are going to interpret a Choose Your Own Adventure book for you. Only they're going to try to avoid dying the whole time, but I won't spoil what happens at the end. A couple rules of their event, and this is going to seem strange maybe to you if you haven't seen this before. They're not allowed to look at each other, and they're not allowed to touch each other. So in their events, no props, no costuming, no touching, and no looking at each other. And if you've seen my posts on Facebook, you always see them wearing these outfits, right? It's because like the duos have this thing where they dress alike, and that they always wear the same suit every Saturday. So this is their duo. I'm gonna let you guys do your thing now. They're gonna take up most of this space, so.
I can move.
We can touch and look at each other in the intro. We're not violating the rules.
And no one's judging you on rules today. So.
Yeah. We're afraid you may pick up a chair.
Can you see okay?
I can, yes.
Choose your own adventure. Adventure. Page one. You grip the cool white railing at the stern of the Albatross 3, the ship where you'll be living for the next 3 weeks. The gleaming boat pulls away from the dock with the honk of her horn, and you take a deep breath to settle your nerves.
Turn to the next page. You are leading a group of research scientists on a trip to investigate a species of giant flightless bird, the crested adzabir, which was once presumed extinct. It will take 5 days to travel from San Francisco to a remote island in the Pacific Ocean where the adzabir was recently sighted. You are nearly finished with your degree in zoology, and if you find the bird, the discovery could make your career.
Hey, Haley, do you remember those Choose Your Own Adventure books you used to read when you were little? where you were the star of the story,
where you made many important, stressful decisions that impacted the future. Sounds like my life. College, career choices, scheduling.
What to order from Taco Bell?
Sure, except for this story doesn't take place at the drive-thru line at 3 a.m.
This one takes place in Liz Windover's
Blood Island. Turn to the next page.
As the ship makes a wide turn and glides smoothly beneath the Golden Gate Bridge, you see your friend Andrea come up from below deck.
Andrea, hey, I wondered where you were hiding.
Had to scope out the ship first. I'm so excited.
Can you believe it?
We could be the ones to prove that the Adzabel isn't extinct after all.
I know, that would be great. Were you able to figure out why our destination is called Blood Island? Turn to page 4. Blood Island is cursed!
What do you mean, cursed?
Curses aren't real.
A lot of people died there a long, long time ago. No one really knows how, though, because no one's ever lived to tell the tale. But I've seen things! It ain't called Blood Island for nothing!
I heard that the last research team,
the ones that reported seeing the Adzabel,
they're all in a psychiatric ward now.
You and Andrea exchange glances. As a scientist, you base your opinions on facts, not rumors, and you certainly don't believe in curses. Still, Ernie's story leaves you feeling uneasy. Turn to the next page.
The next thing you know, you hear a thunderous bang, and you're thrown from your bed.
What was that?
You run up on deck. The wind is whipping and the waves are roaring.
Andrea, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
What happened? I think I passed out.
Me too. Last thing I remember is being sucked into that giant hole in the ocean.
Where is everyone? Oh, it's getting dark out. It must be evening.
What do you think we should do?
If you decide to build a shelter first, turn to page 13. If you decide to find water first, turn to page 52. Find water first, page 52. Days pass. You run out of water, then food. It rains and you collect just enough water to get by for a few more days. Then it doesn't rain for many days.
On the eighth day after you run out of water, you wake up from a hazy nap to a beautiful sunset and see a timbered ship emerge from a bank of fog. But these Spanish galleon ships haven't been on the sea since the 1800s.
The ship passes in front of you, and you see that the sailors aboard are all headless, but are walking around deck as if nothing was wrong.
You laugh and fall back against the side of the raft and fall asleep. You won't wake up, and you'll never know where your raft washes ashore. You are now just one of so many souls lost to the curse of Blood Island. No, turn to page 10.
You and Andrea head towards the jungle. The sun is almost at horizon. You have to whack your way through about 20 yards of dense jungle. But once you are under bigger trees, things open up. You can feel the moisture in the air, and you hear a steady chorus of animal sounds. Birds squawking, insects ticking, and a monkey hooting rhythmically in the distance. I can hear water!
You're right! Where is it?
What do you think uses this path?
Oh, anything. Maybe the monkeys.
You look behind you, thinking you hear a stick break. But when you turn back, you see you have reached a fork.
What do you think we should do? Maybe we should split up and double our chances of success.
Or failure!
If you decide to split up, go to page 55. If you decide to take the right path together, turn to page 64. If you decide to take the left path together, turn to page 72.
Split up! You hear a stick break behind you both in the woods and sprint in opposite directions. You wonder if Andrea's following you, so you venture a look back. But all you see is the Adzabel charging towards you like a freight train, with its enormous powerful beam trained on your head. Turn to the next page.
It's a shame the world will never know she exists. But tonight, the baby Adzabels will have had the best meal of their lives. At least you contribute in this small way to the survival of such a magnificent species.
No, page 64, decide to take the right path together. Water is going to run downhill, so going right is really our best bet.
Okay, good point.
As you continue, the path becomes clearer and wider. Suddenly, you both stop short, staring at the imposing structure in front of you. It is very tall and very wide. The entrance reminds you more of a shrine or a temple. You enter the thick stone doorway into a cavernous room. The room surrounds a pool fed by a channel of water, and the walls are piled with human bones. You are in a tomb.
I've heard of these places. Ossuaries? Charnel houses? Mostly in Europe or on small islands where there's not a lot of land available to bury people. Every few years, they dig up the bones and store them someplace to make room for the new bodies in the cemeteries.
Maybe we should go. This doesn't feel right.
I agree.
But let's grab some water quickly. You look into the pool and see shapes rippling in and out. People's faces, hands, open mouths, and wide eyes. You can also feel their emotions. Desperation, pain, and fear. Hang on! Are you sure this is safe?
Well, I agree this place is unpleasant, but yeah, I think it's fine. It's just water, right?
Maybe you're overreacting. You are very dehydrated. You look into the pool and see that the water is clear and empty. Maybe you imagined it after all. You could let Andrea drink first, just to be safe. If you cast aside your doubt and relieve your thirst, turn to page 68. If you let Andrea drink first, turn to page 69. Turn to page 68! You're right, it's probably fine.
You lean down and lift a handful of cool water from the pool to your parched lips. It's the most delicious water you've ever tasted in your life. You sigh with relief.
And without warning, your insides are on fire! You look into the pool and see the faces again. They all rise to the surface with their mouths open wide, shrieking in rage. You can feel their pain echoing inside of you. Turns out you've consumed a human soul from the pool of eternity, for which there is no cure. Only one soul can exist in a human body at once, and with two present, the energy is too great, and they will destroy each other.
Your bones will stay forever in this ancient tomb, though they won't be stacked nicely around the walls. At least, not for a while.
Not again! Back to page 45!
You struggle to keep your head above the water, but there are too many slimy hands pulling you down!
No! Page 67! A man with a scar straps a set of iron shackles around your wrists. You talk hard, but the chains are thick and heavy!
No, no, no! Turn to page 89! The mountain erupts with the sound of a thousand dynamite explosions.
No! Turn the page! Help! No! Turn the page!
Death!
No!
Death!
No!
Death!
No! Turn to the last page!
The last page? The last page.
Death will come to us all one day, but we don't know how it will happen.
While you have looked into my eyes, I've looked into yours. I've seen what you still wish to do before you die.
You have a good heart and noble aspirations. Don't let go of them.
And don't forget, no matter where you are, no matter who you are,
death will come to you again one day, and you won't know when.
Thank you.
Wow.
Please remember, if there are nightmares tonight, tpletcher@nortonschools.org. She's your contact. Ladies, thank you so much. We're with kids on a daily basis, so we get to see all of these amazing things these kids do. But if you don't visit our schools a lot, or if you're listening and don't know everything that we're doing, we're in a school district that has immensely talented school kids. So we appreciate you. So brave to come here and do this, so thank you. You bet.
Thank you. That was amazing.
I just have a quick question. Did you develop that all yourselves? Or how do you come up with the topic or the subject?
Well, it is a published book. Blood Island is a published book.
Right, I remember my kids reading that.
Right. Much of that, these are very creative. Much of that, they get the credit for a lot of that. And we fine-tune and we practice.
Okay.
I mean, you practice so many times a week. It's a lot of practice that goes into that. A lot of synchronicity.
It shows.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yes,
thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
We're going to move into our student recognition, where we're so proud to have our Students of the Month, and we'll start with Mr. Eric Morris from Norton Primary tonight.
All right, I have two individuals tonight. The first is Connor, who's coming up front. He was not feeling well in February, so we're going to honor him tonight with Mrs. Stevens. And then when we're finished probably making him grin from ear to ear, we will have Catherine Neal come up next. So I'm going to turn the floor over to Mrs. Stevens, and this is Connor Korshawski.
When I was asked to pick a student of the month, Connor immediately came to mind. And after talking to some other people, I said, if you had to pick a student from my class, who would you pick? And it was without a doubt Connor. You're going to pick Connor, right? Everybody knows Connor's like so happy to be at school. He's very pleasant. He's a good friend. He's a rule follower. He's such a rule follower that Mom shared with me on the first day of school, didn't want to stand to get off the bus because standing on the bus is not acceptable. So he didn't want to get off the bus. Just such a rule follower. He's a silent leader in the classroom. He will always make the right choice. And if somebody else is not doing what they should, he does not try to correct them. He just continues to reinforce the good behavior and hopes that they will follow along. Also such a good friend that one time he was playing cars and somebody took one of his cars and you could see he was upset by it, but he was not about to tell on that student. I said, did something just happen? He's like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, it's not okay, buddy. You know, if somebody does something, you gotta speak up. But he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. He doesn't want to get anybody in trouble. And on top of all of that, he is super helpful to the teacher, and he is very, very smart. If you give him a task, he will give it 100%. He will do his best. He has already mastered all 40 of the kindergarten sight words and is sounding out words and doing a fabulous job. And I am honored to have Connor in my class and to be able to recognize him for his outstanding academics and just his personality. He's a great young man.
And the student of the month for primary for March is Catherine Neal, and she is here with Ashley Raybuck.
We're bringing on down. Reinforcement.
Okay.
So I picked Catherine Neal. When I think of my student of the month, I think of like our outstanding Panther model. So those traits are trustworthy, responsible, respectful, problem solver. And Catherine exceeds all of those expectations and then some. As seen by tonight, she can start off a little shy. When I first met her, actually I'd met her a few years ago because I had Benjamin in class. But then when I had her in orientation, she was kind of hiding behind Mom, and she said, Mom said, well, she's a little bit shy, but she'll warm up. And boy, when she warms up, it's like a star bursting in the sky. She shines for everybody to see. She is one of the most kind and well-mannered kids that I've ever had in class. And that's a testament to the Neals. If you've had the chance to meet them, they're the kindest people that I personally probably have met. She's very caring, like whether that be sharing her supplies, helping a student academically. She's kind of got that like motherly instinct. And a little story I want to share about her. Last week, to wrap up Dr. Seuss week, we were allowed to bring in stuffed animals. And so she comes to my room like all bright-eyed and smiley like she always does. She said, Miss Raybuck, guess what I named my bear? And I'm like, very like cutie pie, I don't know. She's like, Maddie, and Maddie's the name of my daughter. And so just like being able to like make me smile, like that's just the type of kind-hearted, genuine person that she is. My favorite quality that she has is her determination. So her and another student, I guess you would say, are in a race to get to the sight word list for second grade. Right now they're mastering through first grade. And so last week I tested the student on the one list, and after he left, she comes up to me real quiet, and she's like, what list is he on? And so, like, sure enough, that week, that list comes back, and that's just, you know, like, her character. She wasn't going to put anybody down, but she was going to get there. And she's just a fantastic leader in the classroom, kind-hearted, genuine, thoughtful, and I just really think that we're going to see some great things out of her for the years to come. So thank you, Catherine, for being a great student. Mr. Morris has something for you.
Next from our primary building, Mr. Brady Sackett.
It's fun watching Dad.
Elementary, sorry.
It's fun watching Dad.
Ezra? Representing Dart Elementary tonight is Ezra Madlinger, fourth grader. He has quite a support group here tonight, Mrs. Stone, Mrs. Bonick, and Mrs. Grubb, our fourth grade teachers. I just want to share a quick story. As I heard from fourth grade about their representative, I called Ezra down to just begin a conversation with him, learn a little bit more about him. And I'll tell you what, man, we just had a great conversation. I left there just feeling impacted by him, and really it's just general conversation, what happens at, you know, outside of school, talking about your family, you know, activities you might be in, and then I usually say, you know, do you have any questions, and at this point kids are usually like, no, get me out of here. And there he was, kind of thought of him, and he started firing questions back at me. Tell me about your family, tell me about, you know, what's like being a principal, you know. And I just remember just sitting there, we probably talked 20 minutes just back and forth, and I just laughed like, man, what a great young man just to sit there and have a conversation. So let's hear more from his teachers.
Okay. I'm Mrs. Grubb, and I am so happy to have the opportunity. This is my third Ninelinger, so I've got two more to go, so we're really excited. With me is Mrs. Bonnie, who does language arts, and Mrs. Stone, who covers math. And I have them for science and social studies in my homeroom. So it was an easy decision for the three of us to make to have Ezra as our fourth grade student of the month. And as you'll see from the special messages sent by your classmates, they agreed with us. He was absent last week, and I'm like, oh, good. So I ended up with these guys. And I said, I want you, because they love him. And I said, I want you to share what you really appreciate about Ezra. And they're like, got it. So we're gonna go ahead and share some of those, Ezra, with you.
Okay. Maddie said, Ezra is very helpful and kind to a lot of people. He always listens and follows all of the rules. Not to mention, he is one of the nicest people I have met. I think and know that he deserves Student of the Month.
Right, Ryland said, I think Ezra deserves Student of the Month. He's a good friend, he's always nice, he also makes other people laugh. P.S. I would recommend him as a friend.
And Hayden said, Ezra's funny and kind and a responsible friend. He's one of the kindest and best listening students I've ever known. He's also really good sport during and after games.
Abby said that Ezra is kind and that you're a gentleman. Ezra's always there for others. And Ezra is almost always on purple.
Which is a good thing.
Brendan said Ezra's nice, always caring, he's a good friend, and he's the nicest person I've met in fourth grade. He never interrupts people.
And Dwight, we're going to end with Dwight, and he said, Ezra's really funny. He's not a bully. When Ezra found out that his friend was hurt, he took him to the nurse. Ezra's really nice to people, and one time he said thank you to the lunch ladies and said thank you for the lunch. Ezra deserves Student of the Month. So you can see we're very proud to have Ezra as our fourth grade Student of the Month.
Please welcome Joyce Gerber from Norton Middle School.
This month is Claire Bennett. It's always fun to have families because each child, Nylanders, Renningers, have their own personality. And it was great over these past 4 years getting to know Claire's personality. At middle school, they come in so little and they go out as young adults. And I think that's what makes middle school so much fun to watch the kids, because they evolve so much into the, to young adults, and it's been fun to watch Claire. Claire, I greet the students every morning at the door, and probably I get 1 out of 10 that will bother to say good morning. Claire, every morning, make sure she acknowledges me, that she says good morning. She always has a bright smile on her face. I think the one thing I'll remember about having Claire in middle school is in sixth grade with our first Panther run. And who did you beat in the Panther run, Claire? I think he's sitting back there, isn't he? Did you beat Mr. Shaner? As a sixth grader in the first Panther run, she beat Mr. Shaner. And I think you came in as one of the first girls?
Yeah.
In all age groups, right? So there's good things coming forward with her in the Panther run in high school. But Mr. Tribb wanted to share, had Claire for 2 years, and wants to share some of the things he appreciates about her.
So I was lucky to have Claire for 2 years. I don't know if she was so lucky. So I got to know her a little better than a lot of my students because I only have them for a year. I think that's like one of the coolest things is to see them over multiple years, which you don't get to do at middle school very often. She's the third Bennett I've had, which is kind of cool. Also, like Mrs. Gerber said, it's so cool to see a family come through. And you go, okay, like you, things are similar among the Bennetts. They're good kids. They have good moral character. They work their butts off. They have high expectations for themselves. But she is so unique as a kid, so different from her sisters. And it's cool to see that too. And you kind of understand like, all right, she's maybe a little bit more creative or a little bit more relaxed or whatever it might be. And I just think that's so cool to learn about a family and get to experience with them, especially over 2 years. One thing she told me last year in seventh grade, a lot of those, the two stories I have are from seventh grade, actually. The one was, we were talking about something in math, because I have it for math, and she said something about making slime. And I'm like, you don't make slime, Claire. That's not something Claire would do. And she, like, makes slime and sells. I don't know if you still do that, but that just, like, okay, no. Stuck out, like, you're just teaching this kid every day. But like that just threw me off so crazy that this kid's making slime. And I'm like, why would you make slime? And then I just kept pressing her for questions. I was like, no, we're not moving in on until I get to learn about the slime. So she's just such a unique kid. Like I said, like with her sister, she's got all those great qualities. She greets you, she's happy all the time. She's smiling, works her tail off in the classroom. But she might be the first Bennett to try to get her homework more than anybody else. This is my favorite story. Last year when I had her in seventh grade, I had 33 kids in that room, and they dropped calculators, I swear, on purpose. And that sound drives me bananas. Just the drop. And I said, all right, I'm challenging you guys. Can you go a day or a week without dropping a calculator? And of course, there's got to be some sort of reward. And Claire was behind this whole reward thing. So I said, all right, you got to go a whole week, no drop calculators. And then, well, what are we going to get out of it? All right, you got no homework for a whole week if you could not drop a calculator. Well, Claire is like, yep, this is what we're doing. We're not dropping a calculator. And I'm like, why? She's going to do her homework regardless. I'm so concerned, but all right. And so the next day after we made this deal and I wrote something up on the board and I made Claire sign it and I took a picture so I couldn't, you know, change what the wording was. She comes the next day and I got the problem of the day up and I'm running around doing whatever I'm doing and they're all working. I see Claire and I hear zzz, and she has like, I don't know, a zebra print duct tape. And she rips off a piece, puts it on her desk, puts the kid's calculator, boom, like I have zero control over my life. Over, but I'm not going to stop her. She's highly motivated. She's got a great idea. And these kids are like, well, okay. You know, and she just gave me that eye, like, you don't drop a calculator at all. And so we ended up, I think you guys hit the reward a couple days out of me from not dropping a calculator. But that was just such a cool story to share with Claire. Whenever I think of Claire, I think of that story. Boom. Every 33 desks got their own tape. And she saved the tape the next day. And then, get out your tape. And it was just so cool. But great kid. Love having her. I'm going to miss you to death when you're gone. But very lucky to have you in class. And yeah, congratulations on being student month.
Claire, I'm glad you beat Mr. Shaner because he talked a lot of smack about that.
It is on.
Come on up, man.
Hi,
Claire.
So I'm going to have you guess which one is our FCA student of the month. This one, student of the month, this teacher that I'll get to in just a second. So, we're going to know for a second. All right. So this is Matthew Runniger. He's our high school student of the month. This is Mr. Cully, new teacher this year at the high school. He's a chemistry teacher, so I'll get to Mr. Cully in a second. Matthew is an outstanding young man, great student, involved in a lot of things, inducted this year into the National Honor Society. He's a member of Impact. I believe you guys are members of Grace Church over here as well. But very, very talented musically. I think it was a perfect segue into the meeting today, Mr. Santelli, to talk about the wonderful weekend that the band had, because Matthew is in jazz band, wind ensemble, indoor drum line. What am I forgetting?
Marching band.
So one of his hobbies is to arrange music, which was I thought was really neat for someone his age to be able to do that. And he's also a member of an honor bands for Ohio State, Kent State, and Capital University as well. So he is the last of five Runnigers, of course, after Lindsay and Adam and Ian and Noah. Clearly, mom and dad were saving the best for last, right? Sorry, Ian and Adam are here with us tonight. Sorry, guys, but that's true. So I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Cully to say a few things.
Yeah, naturally, Matthew and I formed a great bond because we had immediately band geekiness going on. So I was band president, played saxophone, and when I found out he played saxophone, I'm like, oh man, here we go. So I listened to some of the stuff that he arranged, and then just seeing you grow and as a musician has been really cool too. But Matthew is an incredible student. He comes to my room every day, always prepared, always ready to go, as soon as the bell rings. And I don't know about you, but in high school, I wasn't that way. I was thinking a little bit past and not wanting to do that, but he is the kind of person that I really think that students look up to and admire throughout high school, and he's only a junior, which I think is very special. I can go on and on about the reasons why he's a phenomenal student, but there's two traits that makes him stick out that I really, really admire, and that I think is gonna make him very successful. First one is that you're unarrived, and that's kind of a weird trait. You're like, unarrived, okay? But you're not looking for a limit. You're looking for above that. And so there's never a point where you're like, okay, I'm good, I'm gonna stop learning now. And I think that is a huge trait that is just essential to our growth as human beings. And he's got that. He constantly asks me questions, and I don't know the answer to probably 60-70% of them, and I have a little sticky note and I write them down. I'm like, okay, Matt, all right, I'm trying to teach, and then I just keep going. And I'm like, all right, Matt. But he is a phenomenal thinker that way. And that is just a huge, huge gift, is that thirst for knowledge. So unarrived. Along with that is humility. So if you're unarrived, you're not thinking of yourself as someone, you're above someone else, but he's below someone else, and I've never seen him boast about. I mean, he has a lot of things to boast about, but he's never boasted about that at all. And I really admire that. The second thing is he's unashamed. So in a world where we are told and shown to be and forced to be something that maybe society wants us to be, but we don't want to be, he sticks out. He's unashamed of who he is and what he believes in, and for that, that's very rare, especially among high schoolers who are so susceptible to peer pressure. And for that, I just look at him as a role model because he's a light among peers in just a world where, you know, there's a lot going on. So, Matt, I'm just so proud of you because you you stick out and you go above and beyond just normal students. So congratulations.
On the ride. I like that.
Yes.
I'm sure you know it.
There you go.
Do we have a contact student? Do we have a contact student tonight?
No.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to take a short recess. If we could have all the students of the month up front over here for a picture with Mr. Addis real quick, and then we're just going to take a very brief recess.
And people can leave.
And people can leave. I know kids have homework, dinner's not been done, yeah. You have other things to do. So if you'd like to leave, you can, and then we'll continue our meeting in a few minutes. Thank you. Okay. All right. We're to item 5, public participation. Any takers? Great. We're going to move on to number 6. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
No.
No? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Welbin?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item 7, board business. Do we do the vote for any of these?
Nope.
No.
Just the first reading.
Okay. We'll just do the first reading of the 21 new policies. Sarah? Do we need to do anything other than that?
No.
Okay. No. Great. On to item 8, the approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve items A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Or is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under item 8, can I get a motion to approve letter C?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Okay. On to item 9, treasurer's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve item A, the alternative tax budget for fiscal year 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
All right. Under item 10, superintendent's recommendation under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter A, retirement, resignation, leave of termination for high school boys baseball?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right. And to get under personnel, can I have a motion to approve B, C, and D?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments there. I want to congratulate Megan Zeta. Megan applied for an open intervention specialist position, went through the process, and received the recommendation. I'm making a recommendation to the board tonight. So she's put in a lot of time. As a tutor position in our school district, so we're happy for you, and thank you for applying for your interest. And also to Amy for the recommendation for a 3-year contract. She's a tireless worker and has done a great job in this role. And she, like me, we came into this together, and she just works incredibly hard on behalf of our teachers and our administrative team. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Congratulations. I guess now it's official.
Now it's official.
Now it's
That's
official.
Right. Congratulations. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve letters E and F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And then can I get a motion to approve letter G?
So.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. And under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters H through M?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under item 11, superintendent reports.
Nothing at this time.
Nothing at this time.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Then we'll go through Ms. Bennett. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate all of the sports teams and winners. I mean, that's just fantastic to have so much happening out of our district. And I'd like to congratulate the students of the month. The middle school is having a bake sale Thursday during student or parent conferences, correct? And the money is being used to help fund the RN scholarship. It's a scholarship that's given out at the end of the year for a student interested in STEM. There's two scholarships this year?
Two for $1,000 a piece.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you want to add, Mrs. Gerber? I mean, I think everyone knows Mr. Aron passed away a few years ago. He was a beloved teacher of the middle school, and so they've established a scholarship in his name. So I know my daughter is baking cookies, and I'm not sure what else, but I think it's a great idea. National Junior Honor Society is sponsoring that. And
the immunizations that we're doing for the first time, at conference night for rising sixth graders in the seventh, we're required to get an immunization. Our district nurse has arranged for somebody to be here to give the immunization free of cost to all parents during conferences. So we'll have a private area set up for that. So if any, we've notified parents and we're doing an off-call. You know, sometimes you do it over the summer and the summer gets away from you and then school starts and they're missing school waiting for their appointment. So we're gonna try it this way this year and see if we can collect some of those sixth graders. So that'll be offered on that night.
We're doing the same for, in conjunction with Nurse Tina, for our juniors, for the immunization they need going into their senior year. We're doing ours on Wednesday.
That's a great idea.
It was her idea, and we'll take the credit for it.
No, that's a great idea, and it's free of charge for both? Mm-hmm.
No money, the parents just have to sign up, fill out the form, no upfront costs, anything, just make sure they get it done.
Wow.
Saves them a copay from their doctor's office.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Great.
Very nice. Megan Zita, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very happy for you. And Amy, I've been on instruction and technology with you, I think, all 3 years, and I'm always impressed. You're very thorough. You stay on top of things, and you're always pushing for changes for our district, and you're a pleasure to work with, so congratulations. And the other thing, I don't know if operations, maybe I missed this, but the signage that's outside the middle school, I think it looks great. So I assume that came from the operations committee. But I think it looks.
We talked about it.
I know.
Dana worked with Ella Stein.
Take credit for it.
Yeah. It looks great. So, good
Thank
change.
You. Great. Mrs. Bubble?
Well, I do want to congratulate the students of the month and all our winter, I don't use sports, but activities. Clearly, drama's done really well. Our sports have done really well. We have a great bunch of kids. Congratulations to Amy on her contract and especially Megan. Renee said, great choice. So, and he likes working with Megan, so welcome. Not welcome back, but welcome permanently, I guess, Hannah. Yeah, so that's it.
Great. Mr. Yule?
Is there anything left?
Yeah.
No, congratulations to the students of the month, all the winter activities, Amy and Megan, again. Stay safe, healthy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Mr. Santilli?
Same as everybody else. Congratulations. Thank you all very much for continuing to support this district. And that's pretty much for anybody listening. We have a lot of support out in the community, and we very much appreciate that.
Great. Ms. Hagenbush?
I don't think there's anything left. You guys did really well this time. So congratulations to everybody.
Yeah.
Great. Spring's almost here. Kelly's doing the countdown. Are we at 14 days now or something?
I don't know.
I didn't look at the sign.
Well, she's updated.
Okay. I didn't look at the sign today.
There you
Not
go.
That we're desperate.
It's coming. It's coming. We'll wrap it up here with, congratulations, students of the month. Megan, Amy, congratulations to welcome aboard. Appreciate all the hard work. just along with all the great things our students are doing, a couple things I noticed this weekend, a couple of events I read is how many people are involved behind the scenes? Parents, coaches, staff. I mean, you know, Mr. Shane and I are just talking. The number of people, we held a Division IV basketball game here the other night, and the number of Norton people that were there, just the staff that were helping out, the parents that helped out, the parents we have running the scoreboard. There are just a ton of people behind the scenes that make that happen. I mean, our kids are great, but they have a great support system too. So I really want to say thank you to everybody that helps out behind the scenes too. And also, Mr. Aswell, I'm going to let you know, We Roar Day number 3 is this Thursday, March 12th. Wearing their t-shirts again?
Absolutely.
Wear your t-shirts. The first 2 days have been a great success. I do know when I drop my son off in the morning, I'll get my one now, it's cool to see all the red t-shirts coming into school. I mean, and they see the pictures throughout the day. I mean, that's just great support, and hopefully we can keep that rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So, good deal. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Great. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Salute.
Second.
Yep.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right, motion passed 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.